Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, I have another foreign movie review. Just me, not John today. And I could not believe this movie. So today, I wanted to talk about Tatami, an Iranian movie, but it's actually co-directed by an Israeli. So it's an Iran-Israel kind of co-production, which is revolutionary, especially in the times we live in right now. And that kind of political tension, let's say, is kind of at the core of this movie. So let me start at the top. It's directed by Guy Nativ and Zahr Amir Ebrahimi. It's Guy Nativ, the director, is Israeli. He's also one of the co-writers. Zahr Amir Ebrahimi is also one of the stars. She plays the coach. This movie is a judo drama. It's a tournament style movie about a woman from Iran, and she's one of the best judokas in the world. But because of her political background, because she's from Iran, there's a lot of pressure on her politically, because Iran does not want to lose to Israel. And at the end of this tournament, the prediction is that it will be her, the Iranian judoka, versus a girl from Israel. They're the best two in the world, and Iran wants to avoid a matchup between those two because they don't have faith in their contender. And if the Iranian girl loses to the Israeli girl, that would be catastrophic. So they want her to drop out of the competition before she even gets to the final stage, which is very nasty. So during the movie, that kind of political tension is at the center. Meanwhile, you're also getting the sports drama because she's competing round after round after round, and she's, overcoming every struggle to get up to the top. But she doesn't have to just, it's not just a normal sports drama because you have this political tension. So it's a political drama and it's a sports drama together. And the stakes are the highest stakes you've ever seen because it's not about the explosions or the action or anything like that. The stakes are human stakes. The villains are human villains. You understand these political puppeteers, I guess, and you understand the pressure on her. And I was so absolutely gripped. This movie is so powerful at building tension. You're so scared for her safety, for her coach's safety, for her family's safety. It's one of the most harrowing and stressful experiences of the year. Erin Mandi plays Leila Hosseini, the main judo woman. Her acting is so it grabs your emotions. Like there's no way anybody sitting in that theater, no one cannot be affected by her performance. Her tears, her fear. Her ferocity. You feel everything. It's in her eyes. I was blown away. Again, I believe the power of a really good movie, even especially in a really good international movie. Don't be scared of the subtitles. You don't even need subtitles to watch a movie like this because you see it in their eyes. You hear it in the music. You feel it in the movie, whether you understand the language or not. It's in the performance when it's well done. This movie's absolutely well done. It's only 100 minutes, and the time flies by. It flies by. When this movie ended, I thought it was just the first 30 minutes. I thought we were still in the first act. This movie, it's one of the strongest movies I think I've seen all year. It's so, I could not breathe. During the climax, it's so dizzyingly edited because there's so many storylines going on. There's so much tension happening, and during that climax, it's like, like a Christopher Nolan movie. But it's not just like dazzling, it's not just like exciting. You care so much about each of these characters, about what's the stake and the fate of each of these characters, and you feel the fear. Behind each of these characters. Oh my God, I couldn't breathe. The only criticism I have, I think, is that the end comes a little bit quickly, comes a little bit abruptly. The movie gives you resolution, But I was so invested. I was in so deep. I wanted to know, like, really, I wanted to know every detail of what happens after this movie ends. I looked it up if it was a true story because I wanted to know, like, on Wikipedia, what happens next? I was so intensely invested in this 100-minute movie about judo people from Iran. I was so invested. I absolutely loved this movie. I was blown away. Couple things I want to talk about. The cinematography, 4x3, black and white, but it's gorgeous. The camera is so kinetic. When they're in the judo fights, the camera's like spinning around and it's so like in the action. But also it pulls back and it gives you these beautiful shots of like it's like a cold distance. So you're coldly distant where you're like intimate in on the action. This camera is so dynamic and it's doing so much work. The music, it has this like tribal percussive score. Like it feels like, like in your soul, you can hear like this like tribal fighting music. But there's even like light guitar themes too. It's a very, very powerful score using like simple instruments, but also it uses silence in a really powerful way too. And the music cuts so that you can listen intimately to like the breathing, to the hits, to the drama. The movie is narrated with sports commentators, which is a fantastic, brilliant way to add exposition, to add background to the characters, but in a natural way within the movie. I mean, the commentators are basically voiceover, but it fits within the movie and telling you everything you need to know about this character, how long she's known her coach, their relationship, and their background. I mean, you can see it too, but the commentators add a lot. And the commentators are in English, so that's comfortable for English-speaking audiences. This movie sometimes is so claustrophobic, it's so tense, it's so harrowing. Like it's one of the most stressful movies I've seen all. Well, then a long, long time. But it's so worth seeing. It's so powerful. It's so emotional. I was so close to crying, and I almost never cry in movies anymore. But this movie, her acting, Ariane Mondi's acting, her eyes, I was so caught up in this. I absolutely recommend this movie. Anything else I want to mention? There were the sets. Were nice. The sets were big. Of course, there's the tatami is the judo mats, and that's a giant set. Like you really see them. I don't know if they use stunt doubles, but like the camera's on their face. Like it's so intimate. I don't see how they could have done stunt. I mean, maybe I don't know movie magic, but I really think they filmed this for real because the cameras are really on them. And this giant judo mat, it's so big. Like this is real, like done for real. And you feel that when they're in the locker rooms, the locker room is a giant room and then it goes into like another room. They make really good use of all these different sets and how elaborate and how built out this world is. I was just absolutely gobsmacked how much I was invested in this movie. And it's there's so many layers to it. Like you understand everything after the first watch, but there's so much. And the acting and the music and the tension and the politics, and the hope and the fear. As soon as the movie ended, I wanted to watch it again. I was ready to watch it again because I was just, it's just so much and it's so powerful and it's so good. And like, this is the reason we go to movies, right? We go to movies for like a deep emotional experience. And this movie is your deep emotional experience. So if you like movies starring powerful women, like driven by powerful, strong women with intelligence, with compassion, with ferocity, with support, with sacrifice, fighting for what they believe in, and fighting an unjust society. If you like movies that make you feel something, if you like movies about heroism, if you like movies about action, about sports, about tournaments, about political drama, check out Tatami. Thanks, guys. See you next time.